Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Will Wheaton talks comics, gaming, science fiction, and so much more. And his new show, The Will Wheaton Project. And he's here to take us behind the curtain to show us how it all got started. Plus, we finally get a daredevil. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Gamer, blogger, internet guru, and of course, science fiction fan favorite. All those things apply to Will Wheaton, and he's putting them all to good use in his new series on sci-fi called The Will Wheaton Project. So from internet to cable net, I ask Will how it all evolved.
About a year, a little over a year ago, Pilgrim is the studio that produces the show, contacted me and said, hey, we have this idea for a show that we'd like you to host. And what they pitched me was a talk soup style show for paranormal reality shows. And I said, that sounds really funny because those shows are ridiculous. And we sat down and started developing the show. And somebody said, you know, instead of just paranormal reality, we should do scripted paranormal too. And that got really funny. And then somebody said, you know, maybe instead of just doing scripted and reality paranormal shows, we should do some of the other kind of nerd shows that we like. You know, we should do all of genre fiction. And that seemed like a really good idea. And we started writing that. And eventually, about a year later, we ended up with what is now the Will Wheaton Project. And the entire development process was really fun. We just kept, basically throughout the development process, we just kept making everybody in the room laugh. And we were making each other laugh, and the show was getting more and more funny. And I think you'll see tonight the result of that development process.
And of course, Will's excited about getting instant feedback on the show from social media.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. It expands the experience that I have as a performer in a theater to encompass pretty much anyone who's in the audience, who has, you know, access to that type of communication. And it's really fun. And one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is, as the show goes forward, incorporating that experience more and more, because it is very much it's a very timely show. You know, we shot the episode not even 24 hours ago, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with the audience on a week-to-week sort of basis, you know, what we are all talking about together. And the way that social media makes that really easy and really, I guess they call it frictionless, is going to be really, really fun for us.
I was curious how the Will Wheaton Project would handle big genre events in our world, like San Diego Comic-Con, for example.
San Diego Comic-Con has been moving more and more toward being sort of an entertainment industry trade show for years. And it's a huge part of our culture in that people make big announcements there, so it becomes something to really watch, because there's a lot of really great information that comes out of it. A lot of the things that I used to get out of Comic-Con when I was younger, when I was going, when it was really kind of about comic books, a lot of those things I'm really getting out of smaller, more fan-oriented and less business-oriented conventions like Emerald City and Phoenix Comic Con and WonderCon. So I would expect that, you know, obviously we will go to Comic Con probably with a small camera crew just to like capture some of the coolness of that spectacle that maybe people who are not able to make it physically to San Diego wouldn't be able to see. And we'll be paying attention to announcements that come out of Comic Con. But I honestly think that we will get more out of, like, and I get more as a fan, and I expect that we will get more as a show out of some of those other conventions that I mentioned. With regard to E3, you know, that's always been a trade show, and they've never tried to not be a trade show. I think one year they tried to not be a trade show, and it was just kind of a nightmare. So it's sort of the same thing, right? I mean, it's just like, okay, maybe we can use some of the relationships that I have with game developers and with artists to maybe get some exclusive things that maybe they're not releasing to the general public, and we'll release. Hopefully, we'll be able to release some, you know, some interesting stuff that maybe not everyone else will get to see. Like, I would love it if a year from now, the Will Wheaton Project is a destination for people who are really excited about announcements and secretive things. That, like, it would be a dream come true if our show had a big enough audience that those creators were coming to us and saying, listen, we would love to, you know, to launch this thing on your show. But for right now, I just hope something cool happens on Game of Thrones next week so we have a thing to talk about on Tuesday.
I've got a lot more coming up with Will, but in the meantime, don't forget the Will Wheaton Project every Tuesday on Sci-Fi, and see more, of course, at sci-fi.com. What's going on? Here's the latest in pop culture. You remember actress Stacey Dash from Clueless? Well, that's not a fair comparison to what she's transitioned to over the past couple of decades. She's now a political conservative spokesperson and has signed on to Fox News as a contributor offering cultural analysis and commentary for the network starting over the next few weeks. Alan Moore is back in the spotlight, now developing something brand new called Electra Comics. It's a publicly funded app that'll serve both as a comic itself and an easy-to-use open-source toolkit as well. The comic itself will contain Moore's version of Little Nemo, called Big Nemo, that's the original Winsor McCay strip, from early in the 20th century. A new story by Leah Moore and Red Horse, a World War I story by Garth Ennis. The app and the comic were publicly funded by a group called Digital R&D Fund for the Arts, and we should get some announcements soon on when everything will be available. Some changes on both ends on the Daredevil project Marvel's doing with Netflix. The series will get a new showrunner now. Drew Goddard has stepped down and Stephen DeKnight has stepped in. Goddard will remain, though, as a consultant for the series. And Daredevil himself has been cast. He's Charlie Cox, who you remember from Stardust, and recently a recurring role on Boardwalk Empire. HBO has released a little bit of information about the second season of True Detective. They say that the show will center on three leads. No word yet on who any of those will be, including some of the ones from the original first season of the show. And that the show would be set in California, but not necessarily in Los Angeles. True Detective's second season should be set to premiere on HBO next year. After two seasons, TBS has canceled the Pete Holmes late night show, citing ratings, of course, as the reason. A spokesman for the network said they loved the show. They gave it two chances, but it just couldn't draw the audience it needed to justify a third season. The final episode will air on TBS on Wednesday, June 18th. Are you ready for more of Django Unchained? Quentin Tarantino wants to add footage to his 2012 hit movie and turn it into a four-hour miniseries for cable television. The director said that people would roll their eyes at a four-hour movie, but with binge-watching today, people would probably eat up a four-hour miniseries. No word yet on whether this will actually take place or when it would be picked up by cable. Looks like August is shaping up to be pretty good television-wise. Starz will premiere the much-awaited Diana Gabaldon Outlander series on the 9th of August. And sometime that month, we'll also see the beginning of a new run of Doctor Who episodes with new Dr. Peter Capaldi. That's set to hit the BBC that month as well. Ever since it was announced that John Wesley Shipp would have a role in the new Flash series on the CW, There was speculation that more than likely he might be some form of Jay Garrick on the show, Jay the Original Flash, and also a character that was in the Flash TV series back in the 90s where Ship was Barry Allen himself. However, it's not going to be quite that way. Ship has been announced to play the role of Henry Allen. He'll be the father to Barry Allen, which should be a pivotal role in the series when it debuts in the fall on the CW. That does it for the podcast, but we're back on schedule next week. And, of course, there's always plenty of pop culture to share at Get the Point Radio. We do it 24-7 there, and you can listen anywhere, anytime, on any mobile device, Apple or Android, with an app called iNet Radio, available in your app store or at inetradio.com. And the podcast, too, is available in the iTunes podcast directory and on websites like comicmix.com and michaeldavisworld.com. We'll see you back here in a few days. Get the